Shalom, brethren. Once again, we thank the Lord for this day. As David of old said, this is the day that the Lord has given us. Let us rejoice in it. So we just want to thank God in this part of the world. We are just starting the day. So by His grace, we just want to commit ourselves to rejoicing in this day that the Lord has given us, and that we may start it with this time of devotion, as we devote our day, devote our life, devote our work and everything into the hand of God, that we may be able to walk in the will of God. We are looking at the Word of God as the abiding Word, so that we live by that Word that abides. So the Word of God has to abide in us, because in itself is the essence of the Word to be a living. Excuse me. It's not just something that is passing. It's not just something that just comes to maybe stimulate us and then leave us to ourselves. But the Word of God is our stay. The Word of God is our ability to live in God, because it is living. We just want to go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, or read verses 5 and 6. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is talking or telling the people the kingdom of God in parables. Now, we just want to look at this environmental effect upon the Word of God. So here the Lord says the seeds were sown among the stones or on stony ground, and they quickly sprang up because of the moisture that was there and the heat which was caused by the stones. They quickly sprang up. But the point here is they had no root. So when the sun came up, the very thing that was supposed to promote their growth, when it came up, it said it scorched the seeds, the plants, because they had no root. Now, there is something that God has put in the plant, be it a tree, a shrub, grass, or whatever it is. The first thing that comes out from the seed when it's sprouting up or growing, it is the root. There is a great significance in the root. The root is the establishment of the plant. The root is the continuity, because it is the root that gets the nutrients from the ground so that the plant can survive or can live. So from here we can now look at the Word as it shows us that the life of the plant which, or this seed which sprang up, it could not be maintained without the source or the ability to live, which is the moisture which enables the nutrients to be absorbed by the plant. When we look to in the book of Psalms chapter 1, it says in verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Now, you see here, David brings out the fact that the life of the tree can only be established if the roots are established in the rivers of water. So it says, what can be seen outside, be it the scorching of the sun, be it the hot wind that may affect the outside, cannot have an impact on this tree because it is established in the rivers of water. It gets its life from the rivers of water. So it shows that there is a continuity of life because there is a good supply of water to the roots that will establish the tree. It will bring forth its fruits in due season. It will not wither, be it scorchy or windy, cold, hot windy. It cannot be affected because the roots are established. So there is a continuity, a continual contact with the source of life. That's why this tree can prevail. So is it with us. There must be that established contact. There must be established standing in the source of our life. For men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So there must be that word or that speaking of God. It's not speak here and then it leaves us. There must be a close, a continuous contact with the source of our being alive, and that is the Word of God. It abides. It's living. So we have to be in contact with that life in a continual state. So the tree here, according to the psalmist, is established, has established its roots in the rivers of water. I think it's also in the book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah in chapter 17, it says in verse 8, or maybe we start from verse 7. "Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Can you see? As also David says in the Psalms, the man that trusts in the Lord. Trust in the Old Testament is what is said in the New Testament, faith. Faith in the Lord. And faith, as we see in the stature of a perfect man, faith is the foundation of our establishment in the Lord. As Peter says, to your faith add virtue. So faith is the foundation. Faith is the base. So he who trusts in the Lord, he has got his base in the Lord. He has got his faith in the Lord. And he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth her roots by the river. The roots are established in the river because of the trust, because of the faith that one has in God. So Habakkuk says, the just shall live by faith. So faith is our establishment in the Lord, in the Word of God. So we live by our abiding in the Word of God, which is the rivers of water. So our life, our continuity in life is the establishment of our hearts in that which is life, which is the Word of God. Because the Word of God is lively, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. We also want to see in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 16, it says, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might of his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, can you see here? The scripture says that Christ, we shall be strengthened in the inner man, which is where we live by, you know. As David says, God is interested in the inner man, in the inward parts. That's where God deals with us. So here, we may be strengthened with the might of his spirit in the inner man, and that Christ will dwell in our hearts by faith. Can you see? As we have seen that those who trust in God, it means they have faith in God, and Christ dwells in us by faith, and he dwells in our hearts, and we are rooted and grounded in love. Here again, the roots, as much as they get the water from the rivers, here it says we are rooted. Being rooted means being grounded. Being grounded means being established. Being established means being sustained, that we are not just passing by. We are not just something that is like wind just blowing, but we are grounded. We have a place where we stay. We derive our being from our standing unmoved from the Word of God, because we have our stability in the Word of God. And here it shows that we are grounded. You know, the all the plants, be it trees, shrubs, grasses, they are standing. For them to stand, they have the roots. The roots are there to bring in the nourishment from the ground and also to establish them so that they can stand. The wind may blow, but what makes the tree not just to fall over is the roots. Even the grass, the animals, they graze the grass. They'll be pulling. When they graze, they'll be pulling. Yet the grass remains there. It would have been that whenever an ox or a buffalo grabs a bunch of grass, it will just come up. But because of the establishment of the grass in the ground by the roots, the grass is not pulled out. The tree is not just blown over, because they are the establishment or the foundation is in the roots. So that's what we need as believers in God. We are not just passing. We are not just blown by any wind of doctrine. We are not just blown astray, because we are grounded in the Word of God. So we abide in the Word as the Word abides in us, and we are not blown, like Paul says, by any wind of doctrine, because of our establishment by the roots in the living Word, which is God Himself. Again, in the book of Colossians, in chapter 2, we'll just read verse 6 and 7 of chapter 2. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Now here, Paul shows us that there is a way that we have received Jesus Christ. You remember when Jesus Christ blessed that bread and fish and fed the people? The people received Him on the grounds that He provides bread. And the next day they were looking for Him. And He says, you are not looking for Me because you saw this sign. It's because you ate the bread and were satisfied. Now, there's a way that we have come to Christ. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, people like Nicodemus, they saw Him as the teacher and received Him as such. The rich young ruler received Him just as a good man. Those people who ate bread, they just received Him as one who provides bread. There are many people who are healed in the ministry of Jesus Christ, but you don't see them on the other side of Pentecost. Why is that so? Because they have received Jesus Christ just on those grounds, maybe just as a prophet, just as a healer, just as a miracle worker. But here Paul says, as ye have received Christ, who is Christ? He is the Word of God. As we have received Him, He is our being. He is the Word to us. He is the river of water. He is the earth in which the roots are established. So we have not received Him as a passing thing. We have received Him as the Word of God, and the Word of God abides. So even as we have received Him, we are admonished here that we should walk also in Him. Verse 7 says, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So we are rooted in Him. We are established in the faith because we have been received Him by faith. As the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, those who trust in the Lord, that means those who have faith in the Lord, and also in the book of Psalms, it says those who trust, the man who trusts in the Lord is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So we are established in Him because we are built in Him. We are standing in Him in the faith in the Word of God, which He is. We have been taught, and we are abounding in the same. The way we have been taught is the way we are walking. The way we have received Jesus Christ is the way we are standing. And here it says we are abounding in that very way that God has called us. We have been called by the living Word. So we are abounding, we are growing, we are multiplying, we are being established in that which is life and which just does not just pass away. For the Lord Jesus Christ says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Can you see? In the book of Revelations, it says, the heavens and the earth passed away. The heavens was just folded up like a cloth or like a blanket. But we have been established in something that is abiding. That is abiding, which is life. Amen. The Lord also shows us in the book of Matthew, is it in chapter 7 of the book of Matthew, we'll just verse 24 and 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. As Paul says, we are established, we are rooted, we are built upon a foundation. And here the Lord Jesus says, the builder built his house upon, he placed the foundation upon the rock, on something that is not movable. The other builder built it on the sand, and sands, they are moved. When the winds come, sands move. When the waters come, sands move. When the floods come, sands move. But the rock is established. So the house was built upon a rock, established upon the immovable substance. So the one who hears the word of God and receives it as it is as one who built his house upon the rock. And there's an ability to do the word, to follow the word, to stay in the word, because we are built upon the word. So it is the abiding word. We must be built upon that which, you know, is living, which cannot be moved. And in chapter 16 of the same book of Matthew, Jesus says to Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. Upon what? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Upon that revelation, which comes only from God, Jesus says he will build his church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That's how it can live for ages on end. That house cannot be destroyed. That church cannot be overcome. That church is established upon the rock of revelation. And what is revelation? It is the manifestation. It is the realization. It is the opening of the invisible God as he is opened and revealed in his word. So we are built upon the revelation of God himself, upon the intention of the purpose of God as it is revealed, the mind of God as it is revealed, the will of God as it is revealed in the person of the word. So upon that rock we are built, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. So this is the environment whereby we can stay and be alive in God. It is when we are built upon a foundation. It is when we are established. The roots are established. Our faith is in God. Our trust is in the word of God. So by that, we can live and go from strength to strength as we are established in the Word of God. May God bless you from these little words, a few words, that we may now face this day as we commit our lives to Him. So we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you, Father God, that we are not built upon the shifting sense of man's wisdom, upon the shifting sense of man's doctrines, but being established, Father God, in your word, we are built to be that a house or the temple of God, the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We want to thank you, Father God, for giving us the word. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for revealing the word to us, that we may be built upon it. May it be so with us now, Father, that we adhere to your word, that we live by that word that comes out of your mouth, the establishment of our faith, the stability, Father God, of our standing as we are established, Father God, in your word. May you bless your children, Lord. May you bless us, Father, and strengthen us, Father, from strength to strength as we grow in the same, that we may be the living temple of the living God. We give all the glory and honor to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as you pray. Amen. God bless you, brethren.